You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Barrett. Coming up, Chris Kimball joins us to share a new way of thinking about cooking and a new recipe for stew that skips searing the meat, just in time for fall.
First, President Obama recently hosted a leaders summit on refugees to encourage countries around the world to commit more resources and resettlement spaces for refugees.
Stateside, the president is moving to increase the number of refugee resettlements upward from the pledged 85,000 in 2016. The United Nations Refugee Agency reports that more than 65 million people were displaced in 2015, and that number is up from the year before.
The refugee crisis is a worldwide issue, but in the United States, concerns about admitting potential terrorists to the country has made the issue a political lightning rod.
Earlier this year, a group of Republican governors asked the president to halt the resettlement of Syrian refugees.
Priscilla Alvarez is with us now. She's an assistant editor at The Atlantic, where she recently wrote about the history of America's policy approach to refugees. Priscilla, welcome to Central Time.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Well, to start off, how does the United States compare with the rest of the world right now when it comes to resettlement of refugees?
So you just mentioned this. The United States in fiscal year 2016 pledged to admit 85,000 refugees. When you compare that to countries around the world, and let's take Germany as an example, who it reportedly has more than a million asylum seekers that have entered the country last year, it pales in comparison. So the United States really, in light of all the refugees and the refugee crisis, takes in a handful compared to some of these other countries.
And what do you put that down to? Why is the United States seemingly more cautious about admitting refugees?
Well, a lot of this, at this moment, it's a lot of heated rhetoric. And also, Congress is sort of controls the funding for the resettlement program. So that is where Obama, for example, is, you know, trying and has announced that he's going to up that number in 2017 to 110,000. And at the same time, urging other countries to also take in more refugees. This refugee crisis, according to the United Nations, is the worst refugee crisis since World War II. So it does require a concerted effort by countries to admit refugees from around the world.
And the president recently hosted this leader summit on refugees, a sideline meeting apparently at the UN, asking other leaders, other countries to step up and do more for refugees, admit more refugees, and commit more resources. What was the outcome of that?
Sure. So it was, well, for one, it was official that the Obama administration's goal in fiscal year 2017 will be 110,000 refugees. So that was officially announced before we had known that Secretary of State John Kerry had briefed members of Congress, but it became official then. And then also, yes, he, you know, urged other countries to take in more refugees, but as I mentioned, many of them have already done so. And just to add another example, Turkey, Lebanon, and Jordan have taken in the largest share of Syrian refugees. I know that there's been a lot of attention on Syria lately.
Now, in your piece for The Atlantic, you take a look back at American refugee policy and resettlement efforts in the past. And first of all, before we get too deeply into it, how does today's crisis compare with some of these other historical refugee waves? I know you mentioned Vietnam and World War II.
Yes, and those numbers were far larger. So in 1975, the United States actually created or passed, shortly after, the Refugee Act of 1980. And like you said, it was from the wave of Vietnamese refugees following the Vietnam War. Now, these numbers were far larger. And actually, even going further back, it was after the United States admitted 250,000 Europeans displaced by World War II that we got our first refugee legislation. So yes, these numbers were far larger, but these conflicts also dictated what kind of wave we were going to see and how many refugees needed resettlement. So a lot of that was dependent on that. A turning point was 2001 with the passage of the USA Patriot Act. And I cite Bill Frelich, the director of Human Rights Watch, Watch's refugee program, in the way that the US Patriot Act was, or the language at least, would affect refugees in the way that it framed how somebody might have been related to a terrorist organization. So then you also have a problem with, well, who can come and who will be identified as a refugee and eligible to come to the United States as one. So that, I would say, was a turning point for the United States and perhaps why we saw far less numbers than we would have seen dating back to 1975.
Priscilla Alvarez is with us right now. She's assistant editor at The Atlantic, where she recently wrote about the history of America's policy approach to refugees. And Priscilla, you say that if you look back, there were periods in American history, in some of these earlier periods we referenced, where America was more welcoming than we are today. What happened?
Well, again, I would cite 2001, and I think recently, if we're looking at now, there has a lot of the backlash, particularly with Syrian refugees. I mean, just last year, we had more than half the governors in the United States ask for the program to be halted. I think a lot of that has a lot to do with it. I mean, another report that I recently saw was the Obama administration is considering perhaps an adopt-a-refugee program. Now, this is a report, and it's not quite clear if this is something that would follow through, but it is a way to get past the funding. I mean, you have to have the funding to resettle refugees in the first place. It is a hard task, and it's a lengthy one at that. So between that, and I know a lot of churches are also helping in the process, it's a very hefty effort for the administration.
And you also mentioned the Refugee Act of 1980, which may be sort of an outgrowth of the refugees from the Vietnam era. What did that do to change the way we decide who gets to come to this country?
Well, that law established the Office of Refugee Resettlement, and they outline how refugees are admitted and resettled in the United States. And that process is a difficult one. We work with the United Nations Refugee Agency in that process. But I wouldn't say the process has changed so much since then. It more so solidified it at that point. But I think perhaps the most notable thing that came out of the Refugee Act of 1980 was that Office of Refugee Resettlement, which really helps in a number of ways. And again, just going back to the churches as well, there are organizations, interfaith and conservative churches, conservative organizations, evangelical organizations that also help in resettling refugees across the United States. So I think just to take it one step further, something that the administration has also done regarding refugee policy is opening the door to Central American migrants. That's not to say that they didn't look at Central American migrants before to be admitted as refugees, but what they have done now is that they are working with the UN Refugee Agency to look at people in El Salvador and Honduras and Guatemala to see who is eligible there and who can identify to come to the U.S. And that was a big step for the administration in light of what has occurred in the United States with immigration reform to look at Central American migrants and look at their conditions and take them as perhaps people that could be eligible for refugee status in the United States.
Priscilla, what's next as the country now continues to weigh its policy and its political posture toward refugees?
Well, I think it depends a lot on the next administration. We don't know that. People that I have talked to, organizations that I've talked to, a lot of it is contingent on that and what the next administration decides to do. At this point, we're looking at the 110,000 number that the Obama administration has put forward. But a lot of that will sort of depend on who our next president is in deciding how the United States continues to look at refugees and how they decide to decipher how many will be eligible and from where.
Priscilla, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Priscilla Alvarez. She's an assistant editor at The Atlantic, where she recently wrote a piece looking at historical policy toward refugees in America.